إن الذين أجرموا كانوا من الذين آمنوا يضحكون وإذا مروا بهم يتغامزون وإذا انقلبوا إلى أهلهم انقلبوا فكهين وإذا رأوهم قالوا إن هؤلاء لضالون وما أرسلوا عليهم حافظين فاليوم الذين آمنوا من الكفار يضحكون على الأرائك ينظرون هل ثوب الكفار ما كانوا يفعلون.
Then Allah goes back to mention how the evildoers used to treat the believers in this dunya. When you pass them, they point at you. They mock. They look at one another and, you know, make, you know, statements with their eyes, winking at one, look, laughing, mocking, saying, look at these guys, they're astray. They're not, why are they astray? They're not enjoying this life. They don't drink. They don't have fornication and adultery. They don't listen to music. I'm talking about the upright Muslims. They're not listening to music. They don't have girlfriends and boyfriends. They don't party the way. They don't party with music and mixing. They don't do it. They don't do it. They're not celebrating birthdays. They're not celebrating Christmas. They're not celebrating Easter. They're not celebrating Thanksgiving. Valentine's Day. Everything. They've abandoned it. They've forsaken it. They've turned away from it for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jalla. They don't hang out all night. Parties, bars, pubs, discos, nightclubs. They abide by the legislation of Allah Azza wa Jalla. They adhere to the legislation of Allah Azza wa Jalla because they know that Allah Azza wa Jalla is the one who created them. And they know that Allah knows best. قُلْ أَتُعَلِّمُونَ اللَّهَ دِينَكُمْ Allah Azza wa Jalla says in the Quran, are you going to teach Allah your religion? Allah says, are you going to teach Allah your religion? So the people don't select and choose what's comfortable for them. No, the people submit. The people submit to the legislation of Allah Azza wa Jalla, having full confidence that it is for their benefit. And belief in the hereafter. So the evildoers, yes. Yes. You know the movement, the LGBT movements, and all of these other movements. Yes. Look at these Muslims. Look at the woman covering herself. Look at the man lowering his gaze. Look at them not joining with us. Not sharing our pleasures, subhanAllah. Yeah, we're not sharing your pleasures. Because your pleasure is endless. Your pleasure, Afwan, has an end. Your pleasure has an end. Your pleasure is displeasing to Ar-Rahman. Displeasing to Ar-Rahman. What type of pleasure? What type of pleasure ends with eternal hell? What type of pleasure ends with eternal hell? There's no difference between you and the criminals of the earth. The criminals that steal and rob, their pleasure has an end. It ends with jail. It ends with jail. Their pleasure has an end. A criminal, a thief, his pleasure has an end. So it's not a true pleasure. It's a deceiving pleasure. And actually, the criminal or the thief is better than you. The LGBT and the others, disbelievers, and the criminal, the thief is better than you. Because his pleasure ends with jail. But he still gets to relax in jail. He still has comfort in jail. He still, to some extent, but his freedom is taken away. But he still gets to live a life. Your disbelief, your disobedience, your waging war against the Lord of the worlds, your punishment is worse, an everlasting hellfire. With no end. With no joy. With no happiness. With no relaxation. Nothing. Everlasting punishment. Everlasting fire. Everlasting burning. And what did they do to the believers in this life? Laughing at them, mocking at them, pointing at them, winking their eyes. And when they go home, وَإِذَا انْقَلَبُوا إِلَىٰ أَهْلِهِمْ انْقَلَبُوا فَكِهِينَ. When they go home, they're so content, so relaxed. Communicating to their children and their families what they did to the believers. وَمَا أُرْسِلُوا عَلَيْهِمْ حَافِظِينَ. And you have not been sent as a guardian over them. You're not a guardian over the believers. فَالْيَوْمَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مِنَ الْكُفَّارِ يَضْحَكُونَ. So Allah Azza wa Jal has given it back. Today, the believers are laughing at you. Allah Azza wa Jal does not oppress the people. What you do will happen to you. What you do will happen to you. And from the things that the Shaykh mentioned, and we should take a benefit from that, is that they felt that they were correct. They felt that they, وَإِذَا انْقَلَبُوا إِلَىٰ أَهْلِهِمْ انْقَلَبُوا فَكِهِينَ. They felt that they were safe. They didn't go back home, I'm talking about the evildoers, the disbelievers. They didn't go back home thinking, you know what we did today was wrong. We have to be careful. Those people are close to Allah. Us mocking them, making fun of them, maybe we're bringing harm. They didn't think that. And it's for a believer to feel the same. Meaning, a believer should never feel, even a believer should not feel safe. A believer should feel fear. The best of the believers, the Sahaba would fear. Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu went to Hudayfa ibn Yaman and said, I ask you by Allah, did the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say that I was from amongst the hypocrites? I'm talking about the Sahaba with their deeds, with their defense of Islam, with their defense of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, with them opening and spreading Islam to different parts of the world, the Sahaba still feared hypocrisy. They still feared for themselves. They still were worried. And some of them, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, while they were still alive, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam informed them that they were entering to Jannah. But even with that, they did not feel safe. We should not feel safe. We should constantly strive for the pleasure of Allah. We should constantly strive to gain nearness to Allah Azza wa Jalla. And at no point should the believer feel that he is better than others. And he mocks others and makes fun of others. At no point should you do that. At no point should you feel that you are safe and others are destroyed. Important reminder for the believers. Then Allah Ta'ala says, فَالْيَوْمَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مِنَ الْكُفَّارِ يَضْحَكُونَ وَلِهَذَا كَانَ جَزَاؤُهُمْ فِي الْآخِرَةِ مِنْ جِنْسِ عَمَلِهِمْ. Allah, today, the believers laugh at the disbelievers. Why? Allah is giving them according to their actions. You used to laugh at the believers, now the believers are laughing at you. And this is on Yawm al-Qiyamah. حَيْنُ يَرَوْنَهُمْ فِي غَمَرَاتِ الْعَذَابِ يَتَقَلَّبُونَ وَقَدْ ذَهَبَ عَنْهُمْ مَا كَانُوا يَفْتَرُونَ وَمُؤْمِنُونَ فِي غَايَةِ الرَّاحَةِ وَالتَّمَعْنِينَ. So now, when the believers see the disbelievers, the believers laugh. While the disbelievers are being punished, yes. And some might say, but isn't this a bit unjust? SubhanAllah. First, it's not unjust. Because it was done to them. Second, there is another reason for it. And that is because there's no sadness in paradise. So the people of paradise cannot feel sadness. Like now if we see people in this life, if we see people being punished, even if they're disbelievers or whatever, we might feel something. we might feel something emotional because, you know, you see another person being punished, burnt, you feel emotional. But in jinnah, you don't feel that emotion because it's only joy that you feel. So, but the fact that the very nature of jinnah, that which Allah Azza wa Jalla has created in jinnah, and it's a place and a destination of joy, then nothing can be presented to you that would bring you sadness. Nothing can be presented to you that brings you sadness. And it's mentioned in an athar that Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha said, the only thing that the people of Jannah regret is that they did not do more deeds to get more blessings. But that's not a sad regret. Naam, so the people of Jannah, they do not see the people of the hell burning except that they are happy. And they're laughing at why? Because Allah Azza wa Jal has given the people of the hell what they used to do to the people of Jannah. Na'am. Then Allah Azza wa Jal says, عَلَى الْأَرَائِكِ يَنْظُرُونَ yani the people of paradise, once again, they're on these couches and they're looking at Allah Azza wa Jal. They're looking at the blessings of Jannah. They're looking at the face of Allah Azza wa Jal. هَلْ ثُوِّبَ الْكُفَّارُ مَا كَانُوا يَفْعَلُونَ هَلْ جُوزُ مِنْ جِنْتِ عَمَلِهِمْ Were the kufar now? Yes. Were the kufar given their recompense? Yes. They were given it. فَكَمَا ضَحِكُوا فِي الدُّنْيَا مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَرَمَوْهُمْ بِالضَّلَالِ ضَحِكَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ مِنْهُمْ فِي الْآخِرَةِ They used to laugh at the evildoers used to laugh at the believers. Now they're being laughed at. Did Allah not give them what they deserved? No, Allah has given them what they have deserved. Shaykh Salih al-Fawzan, Habibullah Ta'ala, he ended this surah, or the explanation of this surah, with his statement, إِنَّ اللَّهَ صَوَّرَ لَنَا أَحْوَالَ الْكُفَّارِ مَا أَحْلِ الْإِيمَانِ في هذه الدنيا Allah Azza wa Jal has visualized for us. Allah has showed us the state of the disbelievers with the believers in this dunya. وَأَخْبَرَنَا عَزَّ وَجَلْ عَمَّا يَكُونُ عَلَيْهِ الْأَمْرُ فِي الْآخِرَةِ And Allah has informed us about the affair of the hereafter. وَأَنَّ هَذَا سَيَنْعَكِسْ عَلَيْهِمْ And Allah has clarified that it would turn around. What they're doing to us, what they're labeling us with, what they're accusing us of, it would turn against them in the hereafter. وَيَسِرُّونَهُمَ الْأَذِلِّينَ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ And they will be the ones who are debased on the Day of Judgment. وَالْمُؤْمِنُونَ هُمَ الْأَعْلَوْنَ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ And the believers, they are the ones who are high. They are the ones who are high in status on the Day of Judgment. هَذَا مِمَّا يَعْزِي وَيُسَلِّ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ بِأَنْ يَصْبِرُوا عَلَىٰ إِيمَانِهِمْ And this is that which encourages the believer and strengthens the believer to stay firm on his iman. This is a reminder for you to remain firm on your iman. The restrictions, the don'ts. Remain firm on your iman. The mockery, to remain firm. People pointing at you, people laughing at you. Remain firm on your iman, my brothers and sisters. وَعَلَى دِينِهِمْ And remain firm on your deen. وَيَتَمَسَّكُونَ بِذَلِكَ And you hold on to it. وَيَعْتَبِرُونَ أَنَّ مَا يَنَالُهُمْ مِنَ الْكُفَّارِ رِفْعَةً فِي الدَّرَجَاتِهِمْ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ And you should know, listen to the speech of the Shaykh, Hafizullah Ta'ala. And you should consider that which befalls you by way of the kuffar is in fact something that would raise you in levels with Allah. إِذَا هُمْ صَبَرُوا If you are patient. وَثَّبَتُوا عَلَى دِينِهِمْ And you remain firm on your religion. وَلَمْ يَتَزَعْزَعُوا And you do not become sidetracked. You do not become, as they say, off the rails. You do not become sidetracked, off the rails. You do not do that. You remain firm on your deen. You remain firm on your religion. You remain firm upon obedience to Allah Azza wa Jal, and you are patient.